Blog Talk Radio.
A country music duo and good friends, Steel Ivory. We'll talk with them about their career, music, and anything they're working on that they can talk about. And I've just got to say, before we talk to Craig, I've just got to say that I was not expecting those voices to come out of those girls. Because when they sent the song over to me, I didn't listen to it. I never do. I never listen to anything an artist sends over to play before their interview until I'm actually on air. So, with that being said, Craig, what have you been up to, buddy?
Hey, Cody, how you doing? Oh, I'm excited to...
I'm good. I cannot wait for this interview.
Yes, I'm going to Nashville, and I'm looking forward to seeing a lot of shows, including Steel Ivory, but first, I'm excited to speak to them today. This should be a great interview.
And before we bring the girls on, there's a little bit of news I've got to pass along. Our good friend Ashley Taylor just released a music video for her song "A Bakersfield" last night. So, congrats to Ash on that. And without further ado, let's welcome the incredibly talented ladies of A Steel Ivory, the show. Hey, ladies, how are you?
Hi! Good, how are you?
It's a pleasure. Finally, Christian, get a chance to speak to you. This has been in the books for a long time.
I know. Thank you guys so much for having us.
Yeah. It's an honor to
absolutely
have you.
And as I was saying in the intro, I did not expect those voices to come out of y'all.
Thank you.
It blew my mind. I was like, wow, it's
so beautiful.
So
good.
I didn't realize
thank
that was
you
the,
so much.
I didn't realize that was the first time that you were listening to it. That's crazy. I like how you do that, though.
Yeah, that's cool.
I mean, I want to get my first reaction to a song while we have the artist on out. So.
Yeah, that's a good idea. I like it.
Yeah, but as I was saying off air, thank you guys again for joining us.
Yeah, of course. Thanks for having us. Are you guys enjoying the snow?
And actually, yeah, to be completely honest with you. I mean,
the post, late
I
today,
love cold weather
tomorrow
myself. So. before we get into the interview today, I don't know if you guys have seen the Twitch or the Facebook post or anything, but I host every Friday. I host another show called Indie Country Radio, and I'm definitely putting this song in rotation on that show.
Oh, that's
so
awesome!
Thank you.
Absolutely. I feel like, aside from what I do with these interviews, I feel like Indie Country Radio is another way of spotlighting you guys and how incredibly talented independent artists are.
Yeah, definitely. We really appreciate that because as independent artists, it's really hard to get your music played and heard by people. It's hard to get people to care. So, like, the fact that you guys care is really awesome. Thank you for caring.
We do care, and we do care, and
also with musicians, it's about people. It's not just about supporting people that have a lot of talent and terrific voices.
Mm-hmm.
Agreed. You over about you ladies is when I had to leave early Nashville last September, and I was going to see you at the Commodore on that night. And
yeah.
And you followed up with me the day afterwards, what happened, and I told you I had to leave early, and you still wanted to chat with me, and I said, oh, wow, these are terrific people. And then
of course,
I said, I have to have you on the show and get to know you and want to support you more. As much as I can to help you, play at the bigger venues.
Well, thank you.
Right.
We really appreciate that. Well, you guys are both, like, so cool that it's so easy to talk to you both.
Right, yeah.
I feel like we've, like, already known each other for a long time.
I agree.
You know, and as I said in the intro, as I was introducing you guys, and I feel like this with pretty much every guest I've ever interviewed, I consider y'all good friends.
Definitely.
Yeah.
But, okay, to kind of kick things off today, just introduce yourselves and tell the listeners how you got into music in the first place.
Okay, you go ahead.
Oh, gosh. Well, we're Steel Ivory, Kaylee and Kristen. We're sisters.
And we got started with music basically because my dad is a piano player. He does dueling pianos. He's done music our entire lives. That's what his entire career has been. So we kind of grew up surrounded by it and just kind of fell in love with it and decided that that's what we wanted to do with our lives too.
Awesome.
But it wasn't till high school that we started like actually writing and singing together. It took us a while to like actually come together as a duo, but we're really glad that we did because we kind of balance out each other's strengths and weaknesses, and we feel like we're stronger together.
One thing I'm always intrigued by whenever we have bands or duos on the show is where the band name came from. So, tell me the story behind where Estelle Ivory came from.
Okay. My dad actually came up with the name because what happened was when I graduated high school, Kristen was still in high school, and I started doing like more like gigs playing out just me and my dad before because Kristen was still in school. She couldn't really do it. And my dad would play keyboard and I would play guitar. So we had steel, like the strings on the guitar, and Ivory was like piano keys. And then even after she graduated and we started playing together and it was really just guitars with us, we liked the name, so we stuck with it. So now we like to joke.
I like it.
The guitar strings are the steel and Kaylee's the ivory because she's so pale. Basically.
Oh my God, that's hilarious.
Since I haven't seen the sun in a while, I'm pretty pale now too.
Yeah, true.
That's actually really interesting. How the band name came together. That's actually really interesting.
Yeah, so kudos to you, Dad. You're listening,
right?
I don't think I've ever heard a story quite like that, to be honest with you.
Yeah, we thought about changing the name when we changed it to just a duo with us since we didn't have keyboard anymore, so there wasn't really any Ivory, but we were like, well, we really like the name. We think it sounds cool, so we're just going to keep it.
Yeah.
Right. I understand that. Now, I do have some kind of fun kind of get-to-know-you questions, if you're okay with it.
Definitely.
Yeah. Awesome. Now, if y'all weren't in the music industry, what would you be doing right now?
Ooh, that's a hard one. Probably theater or acting because we were both like super theater nerds in high school. We loved performing arts and choir and all those type of things. So.
Yeah, so I mean, if we couldn't do anything in the music industry, that would probably be our second choice just because it's still very creative and artistic and kind of the same kind of things we still like.
Or like being on SNL, like that is a dream. If we don't get to play SNL, then like just to...
Kristen's like a comedian, I swear. Like she could totally make it on SNL. You remind me of like Kristen Wiig. Like,
oh my gosh, she's gold.
No, I believe.
Oh, wow.
Keep up the humor, please. I love good humor,
please.
And I'm not talking high school.
It's a funny one.
Okay. This next question I've got, I've asked it in pretty much every single interview I've ever done for the past 6 years. So if you could go back and change one thing about your career, would you, and what would it be?
Probably not, because I feel like every audition that we haven't gotten through or everything that didn't work out so well was more of like stepping stones and learning how to hone in on our craft.
Yeah. Every setback, I think, has just made us that much. Even in the moment, it seemed like it was like horrible and we were like really disappointed or upset about it, or even like people giving us really harsh criticism in the past. Like in the moment, it was like, oh, they're so mean, I don't like them. But then like, you stop and realize, like, no, they're just trying to help me get better. So
it makes you better as a person, too. Like, just, it's called growing up, you know?
Yeah.
You got to go through those hard times.
Being able to put aside your ego and be like, Yeah, everybody can improve. We can get better. We don't need to, like, we can never stop improving. Like, we're never going to be at, like, oh, we're perfect now. We don't need to keep getting better, you know? Like, we can always improve things.
No, you will never be perfect, but you'll be darn close to it, though, if not already.
Aw, thanks, Greg. You're too kind.
You know, I agree with that completely because like I said earlier, I've been doing this radio show thing for 6 years now, and I'm always constantly I'm watching my favorite interviewers, I'm listening to some of my favorites like Dan Rather is a big influence of mine, and
yeah.
It actually leads me to my next question. Which I kind of took from Mr. Rather. I was watching an interview. I was watching an interview of his with Kid Rock one time, and he asked Kid this question, and he goes, "When everything is said and done with your career, and you've won pretty much every major award out there, what's the one thing that you want to be remembered for as an artist?"
I think, at least me, I want to be remembered for just firing others with our music, especially like younger people who are growing up, maybe who have the same kind of dreams as we do and kind of can see that like the path isn't always perfect, but you can get there, and like just to keep trying, keep going, no matter what gets in your way.
I agree. Probably connecting with people is the biggest thing for me, like connecting, whether it be through a lyric or at a show where you just have one of those moments where you really connect with someone and change. You can change their life. I know it seems like kind of cheesy, but you can.
Yeah.
Right. And I agree with that too. I mean, my entire purpose when I started this show was to help some incredibly talented people like yourselves get to where they want to be, you know. And it puts a big smile on my face and warms my heart when I see my artist friends go, "Oh, I got this gig, or I signed this publishing deal," or whatever, you know. I'm like, that's
yeah.
what it's all about right there for me.
That's so
yeah.
cool. That was something that we, like, really stuck out to us when we auditioned for the Nashville Dreamin', is the project was all about helping artists who get up on their feet and get their songs noticed. Because right now we wouldn't even have our song playing on your station
yeah.
if it wasn't for Nashville Dreamin'.
And I know y'all are both big on social media. and speaking of that, I apologize for all the social media notifications today.
I loved it.
Promoting the show. I apologize for all the
putting
social media notifications.
Instagram.
I know your phones were probably blowing up, but anyway.
It's okay. I felt popular for a second.
It just makes it feel popular.
It's always nice to be popular. Thank you both
yeah.
for making us popular, because you advertised us on your story on Instagram just before the show started.
True.
Yes, but
my job
you
is
don't
done.
Want to have all the popularity.
I can retire now. My job is done. how has social media affected your careers thus far?
Oh, wow. I feel like social media has been such a great way for us to help promote our music and connect with fans and friends and just people that we meet at shows. I love social media. I can't even lie.
Like, nowadays, it seems like that's one of the biggest ways that you, like, get your name out there, talk about your music. Or like last, maybe it wasn't last year, a couple years ago when we did like a couple big shows, that was how we gained a lot of our fan following that we have now. Not that it's real big or anything, but the people who do follow us now, a lot of them were from that. Like we were at the show and we would just say, you know, if you like us, if you like what you hear, you can follow us on our social media. And that's how we kind of had people continue to follow us and not just see us and be like, oh, yeah, that's cool, and then just go home and not ever see us again, you know?
Yeah, it's really a great way to keep in touch with people that you meet at live shows. And
or other musicians to, like, collaborate and songwrite and all that kind of stuff. It's pretty cool.
Or like y'all, we've never met you guys in person, but we will. We will soon.
Yes.
But
oh, yeah.
It's just really awesome.
Before I leave Nashville, we will have met with sure.
Yes.
Another social media question for you. Do you guys think it's easier now for people to be noticed by not just the music industry, but the entertainment industry as a whole with the invention of social media?
Probably not.
In some ways, yes. I mean, if you're out there, you can, like, get people to follow you on social media in order to keep in touch with people, but that's if you, like, meet them in real life. I feel like actually just getting noticed only from social media, it's actually probably harder because there's so many people on social media trying to get noticed that it's like it all kind of blends in together and it's like nothing really stands out unless you have like something shocking or something goes viral or something like that. Usually it kind of just all blends together.
Yeah, like my Twitter feed just like refreshes every 2 seconds.
Yeah.
It's like, where'd my post go? My precious post.
Exactly.
It's gone now.
I understand that completely. But, okay. I've got a fun question for you. And this is guaranteed. And this is a guaranteed laugh, okay?
Okay, here you go.
I had a teacher in college, I won't say how many years ago that's been because I'll be dating myself. But anyway, he loved, and I mean loved scenarios. Stole a scenario out at us pretty much every class period, and I despised it completely. That's probably where this question stems from. Okay.
Okay.
You're stranded on a deserted island and can only have 3 items with you. What are they?
Okay, oh, Kaylee, you go first because I got to think.
Well, it sounds really stupid, but the first thing I would need is some sort of refrigeration system so I can keep some insulin cold so I don't die from diabetic shock before I even, you know, try to figure out how to survive.
Kaylee doesn't have a pancreas because she had pancreatitis, so now she's diabetic.
So that would probably be the first thing because if I didn't have that, then, I mean, I wouldn't last long anyway. and then,
you would have to have some glutton sugar-free coconuts on the island to survive, I guess.
Yeah.
Travel boy.
Probably somebody with me to – I'm trying to think of somebody who'd be really smart about, like, outdoorsy stuff. I don't really know anybody who's smart about outdoorsy stuff, so I don't know. Somebody who knows what they're doing.
That helps.
The island.
And I was at
I honestly don't know.
Yeah.
That's so hard. I feel like a snack, some
a
water,
snack?
And a boat to get me back to the shore. A boat to get me back to the United States.
A boat.
Well played. Well played.
When you
said
snack,
I'm planning on staying for a while, like trying to like get things ready, and she's like, no, I'm leaving. Give me a boat.
Yep, I'm off. I'm done. I'm out of here. Okay,
yeah.
Those scenarios, though, is funny because our choir teacher in high school, Mr. Thrower, he was, like, very similar with that, except for his thing was analogies. It was great. Like, everything he ever tried to teach us, it always was taught to us through analogies, and it was,
it was
so
interesting.
Oh, wow.
Hilarious.
Oh, wow. That had to be fun.
Yeah.
Okay. I'm getting a little bit serious here for a second. Let's
okay.
try and reel this thing back in. So, being the creative people that y'all are, what inspires or motivates y'all?
Probably just everyday life in general. When it comes to our songwriting, we usually write about our experiences and just whatever's going on in our life, whether it's good, bad. And since our dad was a musician, he's really inspired us to work hard, and he's taught us a lot of what we know about music.
And our mom, too, because our mom's not really musical, but she's been the most supportive person in the entire world. She has given up a lot of things to help us with our careers. She's done so much just to help us get where we want to be. So,
mm-hmm.
I mean, she definitely inspires us, too.
And also just people reaching out to us and telling us that how they like our music or that how much they support us, that really helped inspire us to keep doing what we're doing and working hard for our dreams.
I'm going to say this now, but I'll say it again at the end of the show, but if there's ever anything that y'all need from us, whether it's a promotion for a new single, whatever it is, don't ever hesitate to reach out, okay?
Oh,
thank
you.
You so much.
Yes. I will always be there to help you in any way I can, Kelly and Kristen.
Absolutely.
Thank you,
Craig.
Thank you so
much.
Here.
Thank you.
Welcome.
Same here. It's,
you guys
it's,
are so cool.
It's, frankly, y'all are why we do this. I mean, artists like yourselves are why we do this. And I've got a quick story for y'all. But the show used to be a soap opera related show. For about a year and a half, we covered soap operas for about a year and a half. But my real passion is music and the music industry.
Mm-hmm.
And considering the fact that I can't sing a note, I figured that starting this show would keep me close to the industry that I love, respect, and have so much passion for. So
yeah, that's awesome. Soap operas.
Okay.
That's crazy.
Our
grandma loves them.
Okay.
I used to love soap operas. Especially days when I was younger.
Yeah.
But
Grandpa always says they're trash, but then he sits there and ends up watching and asking questions.
They suck you in.
Yeah, I see.
They do.
In other words, it's lovable trash.
It's nuts. But, okay, so, professionally speaking, what's the best thing that's ever happened to y'all?
There's a few things, I would say. The first big thing that ever, happened to us and helped us get a lot of our fan following was opening up for Scotty McCreery at the Champaign County Fair 2 summers ago, summer 2016.
Oh,
yeah.
He's amazing.
Wow.
So good live. Nothing but good things to say about him.
How do you like the new
song? Open for him, and it was like
5 more minutes.
Probably a good 4,000 people.
Well,
nice.
Yeah, it was so cool. And then probably 4 months ago when we moved to Nashville, that was a huge, life-changing experience. We've always wanted to move here, and now that we're finally here, it just feels like home already.
And then Nashville Dreamin', because it helped us produce our song Never Been Kissed, which we wouldn't have been able to do that without this. We wouldn't have had the money to, make it as good as it is without Nashville Dreamin'. So we're super appreciative of all of that.
So, how's Nashville treating you? Since you've only been in town a few months, how's Nashville treating you?
We're loving it. Like, it's weird how, like, we lived in the exact same town for our entire lives, never lived anywhere else. And it's crazy how in just a couple of months this can feel more like home than Ohio.
Mm-hmm. Everyone has been super welcoming, and we've actually got a lot of gigs. Like, we're playing Opry Mills on
Sunday.
On Sunday, the 21st, from 4 to 6. So,
wow.
But we've just had a lot of fun going out and doing the writers' nights and meeting new people, writing with new people. We also have a show coming up at the Listening Room.
Woo!
February 7th with all the National Agreement artists.
That's
yes,
awesome.
We love the venue.
Yeah, we love it there. We're super excited.
That place. That place and The Row are two of my favorite places in Nashville.
We've actually never played The Row, but we would love to.
Never been there either, but.
I wanted to ask you, ladies. What show do you think you'll end up performing more at? The show on Sunday at Opry Mills, or the show next Tuesday at, I think it's South, you mentioned?
South. Probably at South we'll get more songs than at Opry Mills.
There's a lot of – it's with Nashville Dreamin', so it's almost all the Nashville Dreamin' artists, I think 9 or 10 of them on Sunday. So, and we only have 2 hours, so – each artist is going to go and, well, each probably sing maybe 3 or 4 songs. Because we've got to kind of split the time up so everybody can play.
We're at South, we'll probably get 5 or 6.
Yeah.
I have family that actually lives about maybe 20 minutes outside of Nashville. So I go up there pretty much every chance I get. And Nashville is like, it's like my favorite city in this world.
Oh, yeah, we definitely feel you on that.
Yeah.
Next time you come up, you're going to have to tell us so that we can see you.
That's one of my New Year's resolutions is to get to Nashville more often than I did last year.
I thought you were going to say to see us. I was like, wow, you are committed.
But that place I was telling y'all about, The Row, is literally 10 minutes from my aunt's place. It's 10 minutes from my aunt's place. I mean, it's a straight shot, basically. So I'll definitely next time I'm in town, I'll see if y'all are playing and I'll be there.
Cool.
That'd be awesome.
Awesome. I've got probably one or two more questions for you. I'll let you go. So what music are y'all currently listening to right now?
Ooh, love Dan and Shay's new single
Tequila. Yes.
That's definitely a jam right now. What else? I really like Ed Sheeran's new album. I know that's kind of off, but I'm really into Ed Sheeran.
Actually. I don't know.
Kaylee doesn't have one, I guess.
I'll tell you, my music taste and anybody that knows me personally will tell you this about me. Especially my best friend. My music taste range from, oh my God, you need to hear this, to, yeah, don't judge me for this one, please.
Yes.
Yes, me too.
Exactly. Like, don't judge me when I'm jamming to gangsta rap in my car. Yet I sing,
I'll give you a prime example of this.
Or when we're jamming to metal music on our road trips.
Yeah, we have a very wide
I'll
range.
I'll give you a prime example of this. On my phone, I've got pretty much every genre of music that you could possibly think of. So I'll set it on shuffle, And 1 minute
I'll
be listening to Eminem and Lil Wayne, the song No Love, which is one of the greatest rap songs ever. I mean, it's great. but then not 3 minutes later, it'll switch over to George Strait, just as country as you can possibly get.
Yeah.
Wow, those are like the two extremes.
Yeah, I don't even know if I can top that.
I have a pretty eclectic music taste. I'll say that. So,
yeah. 1 year for Christmas, I got an Eminem
music,
CD and a Queen CD and Lady Gaga, like all at the same time.
And Maddie and Dad.
Wow.
Yeah, all in the same.
It's like
all in the same.
I don't think I can have that one either. But speaking of music, I wanted to ask. Aside from the two shows that y'all mentioned earlier, what's coming up for you in the next, say, month or so?
We're actually getting ready to record our music video for Never Been Kissed. We'll be doing that on Thursday, and it'll probably release
around Valentine's Day.
Yeah, because I don't want to give anything away too much, but it'll kind of be Valentine's Day themed, and it involves onesie pajamas. That's all we can say.
Yep.
Onesie pajamas? I like to see how the pajamas come into play.
So make sure you guys check it out when it releases. We also are just really working on writing and recording new music,
making demos for songs that we haven't yet, and just getting that kind of stuff squared away.
So is there
new music soon?
Is there a new album in the works, or has that been discussed yet?
We're working on really honing in on what we want our message to be, really, with our songs. So just a lot of writing, and then we'll probably choose from there.
We've got a few songs right now that we feel like are probably going to go on our album, but we're just kind of keep writing and trying to find the best group of songs that we can to put an album together.
Yeah, what will best represent us right now.
Yeah.
You know, I usually save this for guests who have been on the show a lot, multiple times, but I'm going to go ahead and break that rule and ask this. Take me through what is y'all's writing process like? I mean, do y'all start with a melody first, lyrics first? How does that work?
It's kind of changed as the more we wrote with other people in Nashville. Typically together, one of us would come up with a hook or an idea or a title for a song, and then we would get together and just work on a melody. And
I feel like recently, though, we've been, like, coming up with ideas, and we wrote with Big Tent Publishing, Kristen Parisi and David Reuter, and I kind of really liked the kind of way that they approached it, so I feel like I've been trying to do something very similar to that now. It's like we'll come up with an idea or a hook and then literally just brainstorm ideas for what could go into the lyrics of the song and what we kind of want the message to be. And then once you figure that out, then you can kind of come with the melody and make the those ideas kind of put into actual lines for the song that are going to sound good and everything.
Yeah, I really like the way they write, too. That was really fun. But, yeah, I don't think there's actually a formula for us.
Kind of depends on the song, just however it comes to us.
Mm-hmm.
Right. You know, I've really gotten inspired the last couple of years to adjust off my old guitar and start picking that back up again, and it's been so much fun.
Oh, that's awesome!
Yeah.
I didn't know that you played.
Yeah, I have. I call them my babies. I have a Fender Californian acoustic. the first guitar I ever owned, and I have a Johnson Electric. So
nice.
Well, you said you can't sing a note, but if you want to do the music thing, you got a guitar and a
yeah.
bass too.
True.
We're Taylor
but,
girls.
Nice. You know, and YouTube and stuff like that has just been I've been great for a quote unquote beginner guitarist like myself. YouTube.
Oh,
and,
I agree.
And ultimateguitar.com has just been just so great.
We took guitar lessons for a very short time, but we actually like figured out that YouTube and
it works really well, and it's way cheaper. You don't have to pay for lessons, and I mean you can kind of pick up the same techniques. You just have to kind of watch and see
right.
how these people are doing it, and then just kind of mimic it until you get it.
There's this person on YouTube. His channel is a country song teacher.
Mm-hmm.
He'll teach you pretty much any country song that you can possibly think of, and his techniques are extremely simple. Like for a G chord, he keeps the bottom two strings just stationary, then he moves from a G to a C with just two fingers. Really simple.
Yeah, that's so awesome. That like technology has just made it so much easier for musicians to learn, and it's really been a helpful social media outlet for us too. We love posting covers to YouTube.
It's been like I said, that, and there's a website. See, I can't read music, so I read tabs. Even though
yeah.
I was in the high school marching band all 4 years, I still can't read music. but tabs for me is a lot easier, to be honest with you.
Yeah. We learned
so,
how to read tab in
good
lessons.
So a last question I've got for you. Whether in your professional life or your personal life, what's the best advice you guys have ever been given?
Hold on, I'm thinking.
The best advice, probably don't try to be someone that you're not. Always stay true to yourself, because ultimately that's always what's worked out for us in the end in our with our career and in our personal lives. Is if you just stay true to yourself and know who you are, then things are eventually going to come full circle and work out.
Yeah, and I would probably say very similar to that, just don't give up on anything, like whether it be in your professional life, your personal life, whatever it is that you're working toward, it's just don't give up, because you got to keep moving forward and believing that you can do what you're setting out to do. And if you work hard enough, you will get to where you want to be. It just might take some time.
I actually forget who said this, but somebody said nothing in your life is as good as it seems or as bad as it seems. And I just thought that was like very true. I heard that like a couple days ago.
I love that.
I was like,
I love that
do
so
like
much.
That a lot.
Yeah.
I love that so much. Well, this has been so much fun, ladies.
I know.
Yeah.
Thank you so much for having us talk with you.
Yeah, it's been great.
Absolutely. I cannot believe 45 minutes just flew by as fast as it did.
I know.
So, before we let you guys go, where can fans follow you guys on social media?
Facebook. It's all
Steel Ivory OH, which stands for Ohio, but we need to change it. But it's still Steel Ivory OH on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, and then we also have a website, www.steelivory.com.
Awesome.
So all those places.
And I follow you guys on everything. I'm just putting that out there. I follow you guys on pretty much everything.
Yay! Awesome. The real MVP.
Me too. I'm jackpot across the board.
Yes.
Yeah, exactly. So
you guys are awesome.
I thank you all so much again for doing this. This has just been great.
Thank you so much
for having us.
It was so fun.
I can't wait to meet y'all in person.
Same here.
Same here. And y'all are always more than welcome back on the show anytime.
Thank you.
You know, I tend to consider the guests we've had on as our own little radio show family. So you guys are part of the family now.
Yay!
So honored.
I'm so glad.
So I think I'm gonna let y'all go, but like I said earlier, if y'all ever need anything, y'all have my email. I don't ever hesitate to reach out. Okay.
You guys too. If y'all ever need anything too, we're here for you. And thank you so much for playing Never Been Kissed in the beginning of your show.
Yeah, awesome.
It really means a lot to us. All your support.
Absolutely.
It's a terrific song, and I really hope these both starts in the next couple of months.
Yay! Thank you.
So I'll let you guys go and let you get back to your snowy evening. So,
yeah. All right. Y'all have a good night.
You too.
Bye.
I'll talk to y'all on social media. Okay.
Okay.
So,
bye.
Bye, ladies. They are adorable. Just wow,
yeah,
they are so adorable. I'm speechless right now, dude, and it's just, it's not like me to be speechless, to be completely honest with you, it's not like me at all.
Mm-hmm. Well, they're terrific.
That was probably one of the best interviews of this year. I mean, I know the year's only not even a month old, but I mean, that was great.
It was a great interview, yes.
Yeah, it was. So this coming Thursday, we have joining us on her birthday is the lovely Miss Carolyn Miller.
That should be a terrific interview. She is so nice.
And
she's
going to be great.
Very electric.
That's going to be great. She's coming back for like her second or third time on the show. So.
Oh, she said she wanted to do the interview on her birthday, so this is our present to her.
Yes, it is. So I'm gonna let you go too, buddy, and the next time I talk to you, you'll be in Nashville, won't you?
Yes, sir.
Awesome. I'll let you go and I'll talk to you. I'll talk to you Thursday, buddy. Okay.
All right. Talk to you in a few days. Have a good night, Cody.
But I'll talk to you later. Well, hope you guys enjoyed our interview with the lovely ladies of Steel Ivory. Like I said earlier, Thursday at 4:30 Central, we've got our friend Carolyn Miller joining us again for her birthday. So, I think with that, I think I'm going to end the episode right here. You've been listening to Play Days with Murph. Thank you and goodbye.